horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! From the tail of the Black Arrow!
Picked up their rifles and opened fire. The other outlaws met with the same reception as the passenger coach. Then, realizing their attack had no chance of success, they turned their horses, raced them with their spurs, and hit the back trail for Rockford. Captain and the chief boards from the train to send a few parting shots after them.
Had enough, boys. They're out of range. Let's all get together and heave this tree off the track.
Oh, wait a minute.
We'll wait for nothing now.
But there's another masked man riding towards us from the west. And there's an engine riding with him.
Put down your gun.
He's an outlaw.
No, he isn't. You ever see a white horse like that before?
They're plenty big.
The girl told us he was somewhere around here. That's the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
That's what I said. We'll tell him where that gang headed and he can get after
him. Well, they got too much of a start. They'll be in Rockford before he can catch
him. Well, that won't stop him.
I sure hope you're right.
Hi. Very soon, very.
Howdy, Matt, man.
That was a nice face you put up.
Oh, we were warned about it. We were ready for him.
You were warned?
Yeah. A girl rode out on the track just outside of Rockford. Made us stop the train. She told us it was a gang of outlaws waiting here.
You hear that, fellow? Must be the same girl who's giving us information.
That's right. Yeah, she knows you, that's sure. She said you were somewhere around, and we saw you before we saw the outlaws to stop the train and pass the word along. She said you'd take care of everything.
Well, we didn't get here in time to stop the attack, but we might be able to trail the gang. Did you recognize any of them?
I did.
You did?
Who are you?
My name's Scott. I'm just a passenger.
And who was it you saw?
An hombre called Pedro Martinez.
Pedro Martinez?
You look surprised.
Well, I am. I know him well. I never heard of his turning outlaw.
He has, right enough. They got his partner in jail for murder.
You mean Pete Lacey?
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Tonto?
Oh, Tonto, not know. Pete's not bad, man.
At least when we knew him, he wasn't.
He must have changed a lot since then. He's charged with murder, and his trial comes up in a few days. Oh, they'll hang him for sure.
Well, first job is to go after those outlaws.
Remember, Pedro Martinez was one of them.
And they headed that way, back to Rockford.
Hit him, Silver.
Hit him on the line.
Less than 10 miles to Rockford, and the Lone Ranger and Tonto were unable to catch up with the outlaws before they reached the town. They caught sight of them, however, and decided to make camp in the woods nearby. That night, Pedro Martinez was arguing with the sheriff in the Last Chance Cafe.
You got no right to keep it in jail.
Watch your tongue, Pedro.
I'm saying no right.
We got all the evidence we need.
Jake was kidding back at the Lucky Dollar. It was just at midnight, and just at midnight, Keith and I were riding into town from Durango.
Bates saw a big hombre with yellow hair shoot Jake. He identified Pete.
But it's not true. Pete was nowhere near the Lucky Dollar. Why should you take Bates' board instead of mine?
Because you're Pete's partner and you want to save his neck. Bates didn't know Jake and he didn't know Pete. He's got no axe to grind, so he's the man we believe.
Ah, you know Jake was a stranger to him.
I do, that's all.
You do not know. You just take it for granted. He may have had a good reason for wanting to kill Jake.
And what about Pete? What about that fight Pete and Jake had right in here?
No, it was nothing.
He wrecked the place.
But Pete, he win. There's no reason for him to be sore over this.
You got something there, Pedro. And if you get that proud of yours to change his plea from not guilty to self-defense, he might have a chance.
No.
I can see how it might have happened. Jake tried to plug him, but Pete beat him to the draw. Self-defense?
No, Pete will not say that because he's not true.
Then he'll hang.
Why do you not accuse Bates of murder?
You're local. Bates saw the shoe from his office. That's halfway up the street and on the second floor. There were 20 men got around back to the cafe before he did.
You're the worst chef I have ever seen. You do not have any brains at all.
I warned you, Pedro.
If they hang Jake, it's you who are the killer.
One more word and I'll put you under arrest.
All right.
I mean it.
All right. They will say no more. I cannot go to jail because they must find out who is the guilty man.
We know who shot Jake and nothing you can say will change your mind.
No, because you will not let me speak. But what I think is plenty. Good night.
Pedro. Pedro.
Who's that? Open your hand.
You look close.
Pronto. He's my friend around.
Him outside town.
I must see him, Pronto. They are beating Jake.
We know that. We find out many things. You ride.
My horse is right here. Get him up. Get up, boy.
If it was Pedro instead of Pete, there would be some sense to it. You know, I have the same horse and quick on the draw, but Pete...
Does his cell have an outside window?
Si, he's at back of the jail.
Todd and I are going to town. We'll have a talk with him. You stay with Pedro.
Well, why should I not go with you?
Don't you know of any reason?
No, I have made the sheriff mad at me, but that is no reason.
Where were you at 2 o'clock this afternoon?
No, I guess, though.
Are you sure you don't remember?
Oh, see, now I remember. It's just at 2 o'clock I bring Pete some food from hotel. It is not like the stuff they give him in the jail.
Then Pete, your only alibi.
Alibi? Is another person his alibi?
Not for me, Pedro. I believe you. There are others who won't.
What is happening?
A train from Clarksville was held up at 2 o'clock, about 10 miles from here. Only half a dozen men in the gang and they were driven off. So when the crew gets back to Rockford tomorrow, they'll accuse you of taking part.
Me? Pedro Martinez is a body reniega.
One of the passengers identified all of them.
That is not true. I bring the proof to Pete.
You don't have to convince me.
You're right. The sheriff I would have to convince. That would be impossible. Somehow. I do not think he likes me.
So you'll stay here until we get back, Pedro.
Hey.
I don't leave this camp.
I do whatever you say.
Go.
Yellow hair.
Is there anyone else in town who could fit that description?
Well, there's Whitey. Well, he just a little slaughter of shrimp. I can't think of anybody else. I've been trying to.
Wait a minute. Where did this shooting take place?
Just 7 days ago.
Wait a moment, Hello. Pete, Old Blinken may help us to get you free.
What's that?
But won't be sure unless we can find something else.
Sam, where are you?
That's Sheriff. You'll have to leave, Pete. When's your trial come up?
As soon as the judge returns from Clarksville.
We'll find something. Don't worry. Come on, Tonto.
You rain up, King Tubby.
Very soon, very. Where's the fellow?
You look at the footprint. Somebody ride here after we go to town.
Did Pedro left the camp?
No, him not do that. Footprint go toward camp, then come back.
King Tubby. We look what Tonto find against bark a tree.
Black hair.
And we know girl ride black horse.
She may have left another message at the camp.
That's right.
Now, go on.
Get up, scout.
Tonto saw the hoof prints on the trail. Did she leave a message?
You know it was a girl, too?
Yes, Pedro. What's that paper you have?
Well, it's for you. She left it.
Thank you, Pedro.
I was sitting here, Tonto, by the campfire. All of a sudden, I feel a gun in my back. And the voice, it was the sweetest voice I've ever heard. It told me not to move. Pedro Martinez is a father. And Yeager is a gentleman. He does not move. Besides, the gun is in my back, and the voice sounds like it's me in business.
You see girl?
No, Tonto. I do not see her. She threw a note over my shoulder and said, do not read it. Give it to Mass Man. Then she slipped away. I would have liked to follow her. But the Mass Man tell me stay here, I stay.
Also, there is always a gun to remember.
What note say?
Going to help us a lot, you know, Tonto. Clears up a lot of things. In the first place, Jake was working for the government.
For government?
Yes.
The hombre who cheated cards.
He was trying to make certain people in town think he was a crook.
Who are those people?
I don't know. The girl isn't sure. But she is sure that they're the ones who murdered Jake. And they're the ones who held up the train.
And that poor Scotland train, him tell us lie about Pedro. Maybe him...
Oh, wait, Tonto, wait. That's what I thought until I'd read to the end. Now listen to this. And here's why I'm sure they had something to do with the holdup. There was no gold on the train. There were only a few passengers. But one of them was Jed Scott. Jed Scott saw the murder committed.
Jed Scott?
The killers must have known this and tried to get him out of the way. Well, in other words, they held up the train in order to take Jed a prisoner.
We will find him and make him tell the truth.
We will certainly try, Pedro. We may be too late. He's on his way to Clarksville this afternoon.
You mean get there before dark?
The outlaw tried to get him once, he'll try it again. Into your saddle, Pedro.
Hey, senor. Get him up. Get him up.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Tonto and Pedro urged their mounts toward Clarksville. They followed the railroad for the most part, and just before dawn, they reined up to watch a train pass.
That is nice, Pedro, of course.
Yes, Pedro.
Maybe Judge be out in last night. He's having spoke, he will be trying this morning.
How long before dawn?
Maybe hour.
Well, let's see now. The main line runs through Clarksville. Judge Scott. course, it's only a guess, but I think she's right.
Yeah.
We've got to reach Clarksville by daybreak. Go on, Silver.
Get him up.
Get up, boy. Faster, Silver. Faster.
Just as blood-red sun lifted itself above the horizon in the east, a whistle sounded from the west, and 5 minutes later, the express steamed into the station at Clarksville. This was not a cattle train, and only the station master stood on the platform. He raised his arm in a casual salute to the conductor, and the conductor signaled the engineer to start. At that moment, a man raced around the corner of the station, climbed the platform, and ran toward one of the passenger coaches. The conductor helped him aboard just as the wheels were starting to turn. The station master was arrested by a cry from down the track. Three horsemen charged toward the moving train. They swept past the platform and alongside the last coach. The masked man of the white horse swung free from the saddle and jumped to the platform.
Follow the train, fella. Bring Silver with you.
How about you?
I'm glad to see you're still alive, Scout.
It's a mess, man.
We're getting off this train. Hurry back to Rockford with me.
Oh, we can't. It's moving.
All I have to do is pull that cord.
But that'll stop the train. You can't.
Signals.
No, now listen. Help me, somebody. Conductor.
Don't move, anybody. Got you all covered. This isn't a holdup.
You can see, man.
Scott here can save an innocent man from hanging if he wants to.
You're local.
And we're taking him back to Rockford. Now get going out on the platform.
You're wrong. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything about that murder at all.
You catch him, that he's fine.
Into the saddle.
Now, wait, mister.
Get up there.
The others are saying when they make trouble, Abe, they won't call us.
Let's go.
Get him up.
Get up, boy. I take part in that hold up.
I thought I saw you.
No, it's verdad. You say one big lie. I'm Pedro Mostanes de Savadi Runega. Maybe I'm not as fast on the draw as the Lone Ranger, but I can use a bull whip. I will stand you up against his tree.
That's enough, Pedro.
I will make him tell the truth.
The man's afraid now. You won't make him talk by scaring him anymore.
Well, not me. I care about his speed.
I know. Let me handle it. Scott, you didn't have any good reason for trying to get Pedro into trouble, did you?
No, I thought maybe they'd leave me alone.
That gang of outlaws were after you.
I don't know.
But you thought they might have been.
I don't know what to think.
Get this straight, Scott. It won't do you any good denying that you saw the murder committed.
How are you going to prove that?
You admitted it once, didn't you?
You mean to say my partner squealed on me?
No, Scott. But you must have admitted it, or you couldn't have been overheard.
At the station when he tried to keep me from leaving town.
Girl, hear him, maybe.
There's no doubt about that now, Toto. About Bates, Scott. When you heard his story, why did you stand by and let him get away with it?
I wasn't sure what I saw. I was just coming around the corner of the cafe when the shooting started. It was all over in a second.
It was dark in back of the cafe, wasn't it?
I'll say it was. So why couldn't Bates be right and me wrong?
You wouldn't have left town if you didn't know you were right.
Huh?
Something happened after the shooting to make you sure. You were warned not to say anything, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
Was the note you got signed?
I didn't say I got a note.
Was it?
Well, there was a mark at the bottom of it.
Hello?
Well, yeah.
What is all this about Arrow? The man's men say black Arrow. Tonto say yes. What do you mean?
I don't know.
But you did know the man who killed Jake had seen you just as you'd seen him.
That's the way I had to figure. And I thought he might not stop with a warning. The only safe thing for me was to clear out of the country.
And it didn't mean a thing to you that an innocent man would die.
You're a coward.
All right, I am. I'm going to save my skin, and that's all that matters to me.
We're taking you back to Rockford, Scott.
How much good will do you? The judge got there 2 or 3 hours ago. The trial's already started.
You'll get there before it's over.
Not a chance.
Your horses, Tom.
And even if you do, I won't say nothing. I'll take a chance on you putting a bullet through me before I'll take a chance on the man who killed Jake.
Get up there.
You're no killer, Masked Man, and he is.
All right, Silver.
Otto, Pedro.
On the rock, but
get him up. Get him up.
The circuit judge had taken care of a number of minor cases that morning in Rockford and declared a recess before Pete's case was called. But at 1 o'clock, he wrapped his gavel on the battered desk that served as a bench.
All right. Quiet down, folks. Case of the state against Pete Lacey. Where's the prisoner?
Right here, Your Honor.
Oh, hello, Pete.
Hello, Judge.
For a likable hombre, you sure get yourself into some awful messes.
I sure do.
It looks like this will be the last one.
But mighty comforting, Judge.
No, I meant that you can't get into trouble when you're swinging at the end of a rope.
I know what you meant. Just beating into the drawer, that's what I thought.
What I want to tell you, boy, is this. You're in a court of law, and I'm a judge. And I'm forgetting that I was ever your friend. We'll hear the evidence in the case, and the jury will decide whether you're guilty or not.
The masked man was here last night.
Why are you here now?
Maybe he will be.
And I call my first witness, Judge. There's no need of speeches.
Right, Sheriff. You can sit down, Pete.
Thanks. I'm calling Henry Bates.
Well, I'm right here.
Sit down in that chair.
Yeah.
Put your hand on the book. Have you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, or have
I
you?
I do.
Wait a minute. Let me see that book.
Oh, sure thing.
Say, it's nothing but an almanac.
Yes, all I could find.
Well, don't use any book until you find the Bible. Just tell him to raise his right hand and swear him in again.
He know. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help
I do. As a matter of fact, Judge, this is the only witness the state's going to call, so the case won't take much of your time.
Well, get along with it.
Tell us your story, Bates. That's all we want.
Well, a week ago last night, I was working late in my office. All you boys know where that is. It's on the second floor of the Bates building.
The second floor is the top floor of the Bates building, ain't it?
Well, yes.
That's what I thought. Get along with it.
Well, I keep all my accounts in the back room, and I was sitting at my desk by the window. All of a sudden, I hear three shots, so I stuck my head out. I see two men in the back of the Lucky Dollar. No, just one man.
Well, make up your mind.
I saw one man first, then I saw the other one on the ground. The hombre that done the shooting was standing over him. He was big and husky, and he had yellow hair.
Is that the man?
That's him, Pete Lacy.
I haven't got any more questions. You stand down, Bates.
What if Pete wants to ask him anything?
What'll I ask him? He isn't lying. He's as blind as a bat. How many fingers am I holding up?
Three.
The whiskey or rum?
Order in the court. Now, Clerk, I'll put you in jail if you make another bum joke like that.
They laugh.
Order! That's what I'm objecting to. This is serious business. And you, gentlemen of the jury, in the name of justice, you've got to decide whether a man's to live or die. A man the same as you, who likes to ride a good horse and listen to a good story, who likes to sleep when he's tired and eat when he's hungry, drink when he's thirsty. If you find him guilty, we'll put a rope around his neck and he won't sleep or eat or drink no more. Serious business. How about it, Pete? Got any more questions?
Well, I...
Your Honor.
Thank you, Ranger.
I told you he'd be here.
Is it all right, Your Honor?
Not with me, it isn't.
Objection overruled. Go ahead, masked man.
Thank you. Bates, your office is a block and a half away from the Lucky Dollar. Miss Stark in back of the cafe. How were you able to see so well? How were you able to make out that the killer had yellow hair?
Well, it wasn't so dark. There was a moon.
You're sure of that? A week ago last night, there was a moon?
It was light as day.
Your Honor, you know a lot about the law. I'm sure you read of a case that Mr. Lincoln had once. A witness said that he saw a murder committed by the light of the moon. Mr. Lincoln introduced an almanac as evidence.
I remember.
Can we find an almanac around here?
I've got one, and I'm looking at the date right now.
Before you find it, everyone in this courtroom will remember. There was no moon on the night the murder was committed.
No moon, that's right.
Now, without a moon, Bates, you couldn't have seen clearly enough to identify Pete.
I saw two men. They was both in the shadow, all right. But there was a spot of something light around the head of the killer.
It could have been a white Stetson.
Yeah, it could have been.
And there are plenty of men in town who wear them.
Yeah, but he was big, and I happened to think of Pete. And
Sheriff, if this is your only witness, I'm going to throw the case down to court for lack of evidence.
Why? Your Honor, before you do that, I want to ask one more question.
Well, go ahead.
You said there were two men in back of the cafe, Bates. Were there more than two men?
No.
Then I can produce one of them.
You mean the killer?
Bring him in, Toto.
Who's that waiting in there?
Oh, that's Pedro Martinez. I'll arrest him for both holding up the train and killing Jake.
It's Jeb Scott I'm talking about.
Now, let me go. We'll get in there. You can't keep me here. I haven't done anything.
Stand up there.
Are you sure you haven't made a mistake? This hombre ain't never been noted for his nerve.
He's confessed to Pedro and Toto and myself that he was in back of the cafe when the murder took place. There were only two men there. Jake is dead. Scott must have
come in. You can't charge me with murder.
Looks like he's already done it to me.
Bates couldn't have seen me. I was around the corner of the building.
Sheriff, arrest this man.
No, don't let him come near me.
Look out.
He's the one who did it. It was the sheriff killed him.
Boy,
watch his destiny.
Heddle's got him covered.
He, you won't get me.
My
hand.
Get a pair of handcuffs out of his pocket, Tonto. Put them on him.
Kimasabi, counterpine black arrow mark on wrist.
Well, this is a plum surprise to me. Did you know all along, Mathman?
No, Judge. But Scott did, and the only way we could make him talk was to accuse him of the murder. I don't think you'll have any more trouble with him. He'll tell you everything you want to know.
Yeah. Come along, Tonto. You were right about the train holdup. It was the sheriff's deputy that was after me.
Yeah, we got him all hawk-tied now.
Then I'm safe.
You're safe, all right. But you're a yellow coyote. You let me hang because you were scared to tell the truth. Well, I've got something to say to you, only I can't find a word for it.
No, 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 wait.
I just have to let my fist do the talking.
Here. This is a court of law, Pete. Boy. Don't you do that again unless...
Is he out, Pedro?
He is out cold, senor.
Don't do it anymore, Pete. Next case will be the state versus the sheriff and his deputies. And we'll need him for a witness. All right, you boys in the front row, get some water. When you throw it at him, hang on to the bucket. Come on.
Copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.